When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Monday, my loves. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to a brand new week. I hope you've had a super amazing weekend and that you are as excited about this week's intention as I am. It is springtime. I mean, I feel like it's not just spring, it's spring. I'm so excited just saying the word spring. I am personally very deeply immersed in gardening right now and getting all of the amazing plants that I spent all winter growing in the garage out into the garden. It's so lovely to spend most of my day with dirt underneath my fingernails. So I really want to set an intention for us this week to spend more time outside and to really get back to the heart and truth of the more time we spend in nature, the more at home inside of ourselves we feel. There's something so absolutely true about that, that of course we know the more time we spend scrolling through stupid apps on our phones and the more time we spend with a screen in our face, the less connected we feel, the less aligned we feel. And usually all it takes for us to really unwind and to ground back into our bodies is some time spent in nature. So how about this week we set the intention to come home to nature, to spend more time in nature as a way of coming home to ourselves. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. This week, I will come home to nature as a way of coming home to myself. When I say this intention, what is inspired inside of you? What are some ways this week that you can actually come home to nature, actually spend more time outside? And what does outside look like in your regional area? It's going to be different for all of us. Do you have a few little routines or things you do every single day that you could actually move outdoors this week? This is something that I really love. So I love taking my laptop outside. Okay, it's really easy. I bundle up a little bit because it's still cold in Sweden where I am, but just doing the same work I normally would do inside in my office, but I do it out on the deck, breathing fresh air. I can hear the birds chirping in the trees, feel the breeze on my face. It completely changes how I feel about the time spent digging through my inbox. I love to take my yoga practice outside. I love to meditate outside. Whenever the weather allows, the things I do inside, I take them outdoors. Do you have something along the lines of that this week you could focus on just moving outdoors all the way? Now, even if the weather isn't amazing, can you dress for that? Just bundle up a little bit extra or make sure you're sitting in a dry spot if it's raining to have more connection to nature in the mundane things that you do every single day. And what are some other ways that you can actually spend dedicated, present time, mindful time in nature this week? Can you commit to taking a long walk every single morning or a long walk every day after you get home from work? Now, you don't need a dog to go for a long walk. You need to have a purpose to go for a long walk, but go for a long walk just for the sake of being outside, just for the sake of feeling your feet connecting to the earth. Don't bring your phone or bring it, but keep it on airplane mode. Make sure you're actually there, totally present. And maybe when you are spending time in nature, is there a way for you to connect a little bit more intimately with her? May I suggest a tree hug once a day, perhaps? May I suggest a few moments just sitting quietly on a beautiful rock, looking at amazing views somewhere along your path? Can I suggest just lying flat down on the forest floor or in a park? It's really the most amazing thing. How can you get a little bit more intimate with nature this week and just spend more dedicated time outside, intimately getting acquainted with her as a way for you to come back to a place of groundedness inside of yourself? We are entering some warmer months. Summer is coming, and I really would love for us all to have this heartfelt, loving connection with nature right now so that we can really appreciate the changes and the blessings and the abundance that she brings us every single day. You are not just a part of nature, but you are nature. So set the intention this week to come home to nature so you can come home to yourself. And trust me, you're going to feel so full at the end of this week. Thank you so much for setting this intention with me. I really hope you spend tons of time outside. If you're gardening, I hope you spend as much time as you possibly can with your hands firmly planted in the soil. Have a beautifully dirty, nature-filled week. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.